We're going to start with Nehemiah chapter 5 and look at verse 11 and kind of review just a little before we keep going on. Verse 11 says, this is when Nehemiah heard the people were selling their lands, their property, everything. And he said, look, they have been redeemed. And now here they have their liberty, but now you're trying to put them back in bondage, because when you loan money to people, that puts them back in bondage financially. They become your servant. And he told him in verse 10, we need to stop it. Just quit doing it. In verse 11, restore. And I like this. Instead of taking, restore. There's so many places in the scripture, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. And it'll be those who know God's grace that's able to restore and to show that meekness of Christ, because that one is dependent. You are dependent upon the Lord. He said, restore, I pray. Now, remember, this is Nehemiah. He's a leader. And you go to the leader, but also remember the order of Christ. There's God. There's Jesus. There's the husband. There's those in the church. But restore, I pray to them, even this day. I don't want you to wait until tomorrow. Today is the day. Today's the day of salvation. Today, everybody wants to do it tomorrow. He said, restore, I pray to you, them, even this day. I want you to give what? Their lands. It is theirs. Their lands, their vineyards, their olive yards, and their houses. Also, the hundredth part of the money and of the corn, the wine, the oil that you exact of them. He said, then said they. Now watch their response. Nehemiah has told them, we do not want to bring our brother back under bondage. He said, what to do? What did they say? Then they say, we will. We will restore unto them. We will require nothing of them. So will we do as thou sayest. How many times have we said, and I've done it too, I've said, okay, Lord, I'm going to do this, or I'll be there, or just words that we continuously say, but God is working. You know, but Nehemiah, as a leader, he's saying, I've told you what to do. Now, if you want to yield that separated, dedicated life unto God, he said, you're going to learn, and the Lord is growing us up, that we say, I will. I will restore. Then I called the priests, and I took an oath of them that they should according to the promise. See, in other words, Nehemiah is saying, okay, they said they were going to. But instead of, I want to make sure this is not just words. They're not just saying it. And God does that with our lives. He says, I want you to grow up. I want you to be able to do what you say you're going to do. And I like this part. Nehemiah, he said, I shook my lap and said, so God, shake out every man from his house. See, he's turning that over to God. He says, it's out of my control. He said, God, shake every man from his house, from his labor that performeth not this promise. Even thus be he shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said, amen, praise the Lord. And the people, what? They did according to the promise. They did according to the promise. It's going to point to him and to what he has done. Moreover, from the time, and I like this, moreover, from the time, Nehemiah says, that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year, even unto the 2 and 30th year of Artaxerxes the king, that is 12 years, I and my brethren have not eaten the bread of the governor. We had no charge to them. We didn't take anything from them. Just like Paul, I want this gospel message to be without charge. Paul was a tent maker. These people, Nehemiah puts himself like right in there with them. You know, I'm not going to take from you. I don't want to make you feel like you owe me something because I'm out here as the leader and you don't owe me nothing. He said, if you give a gift to them, you know, fine. But it's like, I'm not going to take from you. I'm not going to put this message on what I'm doing with charge. And he said, the former governors, in verse 15, they were chargeable unto the people. They did take stuff. And he said, and had taken them bread and wine beside 40 shekels of silver. See, they did it for a reason, but it always is something they get out of it. And he said, but I didn't do this. He said, even their servants bear rule over them, but so did not I, because of the fear of God, because I submit my life unto God, because I am reverential unto him. He will give me what is needed. He will provide all and without charge. Yea, also I continued in the work of this wall. Remember, what is the work of the wall? Separation. What are the preachers and teachers today supposed to be doing? Preaching about Christ, how we have been sanctified, set apart unto God. Romans chapter 12. Present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service. He said, neither bought we any land. He said, and all my servants were gathered thither unto the work. So here they are, they're going to continue. And remember, we said there's going to be opposition. You want to separate your life unto God and live a separated, dedicated life unto God? Expect the opposition. It's going to be there. Moreover, there were at my table 150 of the Jews and rulers beside those that came unto us from among the heathen that are about us. I want you to look down, because when he says, I don't want nothing from you, look at verse 19. Think upon me, O my God. Lord, Father, I want you. And I believe that's just as Paul or any of us. Lord, I want you to think about, you see my heart. You know why I'm doing these things. You know that it's for you and for your glory, and that I don't want a reward of man. I don't need their reward. The reward, what's his name? Anyway, Abraham, I believe. He said, you are my rewarder. You're the one who's going to reward me. I don't want the rewards of man. Think upon me, my God, for good. But why? According to all that I have done for this people. Think upon, Lord, I want you to know that even in the grace dispensation, you know our heart, O God. We're doing this for the grace message, to be able to show them the way, show them Jesus, point them to Christ, show them they're accepted, show that you owe no man. You are not to be brought under the bondage of anything or anyone. We have one head, and that head has made us free. Yes, free indeed. He said, all I've done for this people, you know what that shows? That shows not, oh, I want you to look at all my works. No, he already knows. He is so saturated with the word of God, just like Paul. I did it unto thee, not unto man. I was doing it for the people, not for me, not for my gain. He said, I was doing this for the people. And you know my heart, God. Well, opposition continues. False rumors. You ever had that happen about people? People will start spreading rumors about you. Bad things. False rumors about Nehemiah. This is when we're going to get into deception. When you want to live that separated, dedicated life, Jesus told us many times, we're living, look around, we're living in a day of deception. We're being deceived if we're not saturated by the word of God. Everybody who was building, remember what they had on their side? Nobody could do without it. They had to have the sword on their side. That is taking in the word of truth, be saturated, that at the time things happen in our life. It's not like, remember he said, he came to himself like, all right, I have to make this decision. The Holy Spirit will speak and say, shh, don't say nothing. You have a choice. Are you going to speak or are you going to be silent? The Holy Spirit will tell us what to do, when to do it. Well, he said there was going to be deceptions, the wiles and the trickery of the devil. Now it came to pass in chapter 6 of Nehemiah, came to pass when Sanballat, here we go again, and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian, the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall. You see, they see I have builded the wall and that there was no breach therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates yet. That hadn't been done yet. He said, now, Sanballat, what's going to happen? Here comes some trickery. Sanballat and Geshem sent out unto me saying, Nehemiah, basically, come, let us meet together. Come on, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. And that's exactly what Nehemiah heard. Oh, no, I am not going to be deceived. I see what you're doing. How did he have that discernment? Because he had that gift of discernment. God had put him in that place. He had to know whether it be of God or whether it's not. He can't be deceived. And we're getting into even right in his own household. Come, let us meet together in a village in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. Now, how does he know they're seeking to do him mischief? Because he knows by the Spirit. The Holy Ghost will let you know if we're learning. We have to learn. Will you make mistakes? Yes. We're learning to listen to his voice. Shh, don't speak. Be quick to listen. Be slow to anger. Be slow to say these things. But one thing, James said, be so ready to hear, listening. They are thinking to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them saying, you know what? I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. I can't come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? Why should I come down to you when I'm doing God's work right now? I will not come down. I am here. I was placed here, and this is where I'm staying. Yet they sent, now watch, does the devil quit? No, even Jesus in the wilderness. He only left him for a season. The Lord says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Who is trickery? Who is the wiles? It's the devil. We think it's people. It's the devil. He used the people. And he said, they would not quit. They weren't going to leave him. They were going to continue. They fell for it once. They got into fear. We'll see if we can get them to stop again. We'll go through their leader. Four times they asked him after this sort. And I answered them, what? I love it. After the same manner. No. I will not leave what I've been called to do. I am here to build the wall. And I want everyone to realize, I'm not saying we're building a wall right now. What is happening is God has put ministers there who are giving out the word of God. And he said, build with gold, silver, and precious stones. Take the truth. Let it be worked where? In your heart and in your life first. I answered him the same thing after the same manner. You see, God's word is not going to change. He's standing and he's continuing in faith. He's believing what God had told him. And then the enemy, Sanballat his servant, unto me in like manner the fifth time. See, he's coming again. We do it in like manner. Well, the devil does too. He's an impersonator. He's false. He come to me the fifth time. He goes, look at this. He said, we have an open letter. Read it. Look at that. It's written right there. Everything that is written is not always true. It's not always true. And I won't name a whole bunch of different things, but you think about it. There are things, I mean, even Grace and Glory books, I read them, but you better be comparing it with the Word of God. Most people don't do that. They go, well, they said it, I believe it. No. They said it, the Holy Spirit. We want to keep our eyes on the Lord. There are many books out here that are being written. Is it pointing all to the Lord? And don't go out here saying, I said, don't read Grace and Glory books. I'm saying you are responsible to read the Word of God and make sure it measures with what God says. Because we're going to come into a day. There are people in the government today who are writing things down. Does that make it true? Is it the truth? Or are they trying to lead us into deception, into a lie? That way we are wiser than serpents, but harmless as a dove. So as we go in, the fifth time, now they got the letter, wherein was written, it was reported among the heathen. Now listen to these words. It was reported among the heathen, and Gashmu saith that thou and the Jews think to rebel. For which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king, saying to these words, watch, and thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem. To preach of who? Him? No. Oh, you've got to hear so-and-so. No, you got to hear the Word of God. It's God. We need to listen to what God has said. That man is doing what he was called of God to do. God will stand behind truth, but he will not stand behind a lie. For which cause thou buildest this wall, that you may be their king. Look, you just want them to rejoice in you. You just want all the glory and all the praise to be on you. False accusations. Come now. Look what they're going to say. Oh, I like this. There is a king in verse 7 in Judah. Now shall it be reported to the king also to these words. Come now, therefore. Come. What does Jesus say to us? Come. Come, let us take counsel together. Why do you want to go take counsel from them? We are to get our counsel from the Lord. Then I sent unto him saying, I love these words. Look what he says to him. He said, come on, come with us. Let's sit down. Let's counsel this. Let's go over this together. Here's what Nehemiah answered. Then I said to him saying, there are no such things done as thou sayest. Thou feignest them out of your own heart. This is not truth. How did he know? Because we have got to take in this word. So when times come, we're going to hear the scripture. He's going to bring at the time of your remembrance. And we must listen to that still, small voice. Now, I won't say all of you, but I think so. But I have been in the place that I hear. And I go, well, it'll be okay. It'll be all right, just this one time. No, you can't preach one thing and not live up to it around the people who are still should be in oneness in the Word of God. We preach the Word. My desire now, it's God, help me to live up to that testimony. Help me that whatever comes out of my mouth, grow me up in the things of God, that there will be no reproach, not on me, on the gospel. Oh, look, they say one thing, they do another. The devil does that. Afterward, I came, for they all made us afraid, saying their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. You see, they still want to weaken them. Now, therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. You see where he always points to? God. God, you have been there from the beginning. I'm telling you, everything we have learned in the Word of God, trust the Word. there's coming a day. You're going to see why all these trials were so needful. Because you are going to have to take a stand. Having done all to stand, believing God, I must speak truth. He said, afterward, strengthen my hands. Afterward, I came to the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, and son of Methabeel, who was shut up, and he said, let us meet together in the house of God. Here they go again. This happens in religiousness. Let's meet at the temple. That'd be safe for us. Come on, we'll meet you at the temple. And let us shut the doors of the temple. We'll shut the doors, for they will come to slay thee. In the night will they come to slay thee. In other words, he says, let's go in the temple because they won't come in there to hurt you. Now watch. And I said, okay, now I've been preaching one thing and I say, I believe God. Will you tell me why? And I said, should such a man as I flee from my adversary? Should I be afraid? I will not fear what man shall do unto me, because God is for me. God will protect me. Who is there that being I am would go into a temple to save his life? And he said, I will not go in. I will not go that way. That is not God's way. And lo, I perceived that God had not sent him. Why? It didn't measure up to the word of God. It didn't measure up, that I shall not be afraid what man shall do unto me, that I don't have to take care of me. God will watch over his own. Oh, I perceived that God had not sent him. How did he know that? Because he knew God's word, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Now watch, here we go. You ever had someone come to you, God told me to tell you. And a lot of people say, well now, don't let people say that to you. Well, sometimes we're not grown enough, but we listen, but we need to be wise. Because I know that some have given me godly instruction. But God, how will he know? As long as they said it, it's in the word of God, and God will witness it. It's true. He said, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. He said, there are false prophecies going on. They're saying that this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and this. Don't say they're wrong and don't say they're right. Look it up in the word of God. What does God's word say? That's where we're each going to be responsible. Search it out. Learn of him. Know what's ahead. Therefore was he hired that I, why? He wants me to be afraid again. He's still going to use the same tactic, fear. Oh, I'm afraid. If I don't do this, what's going to happen? He said, and therefore was he hired that I should be afraid and do so, sin that they might have manner for an evil report, that they might have reproach of me. There it is. It's like, what is he going to do? My God, here we go, verse 14, my God. Think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to their works. Lord, you know, I can't find it. I just don't believe this is true. But according to their works, God, vengeance is yours, saith the Lord, I will repay. According to their works on their prophetess, Nodiah, and the rest of the prophets, that would have put me where? To bring me into fear. If you don't do this, watch out. That was one word that I had been shared with a long time ago. You leave this meeting and you'll see what happens. Your lives will fall apart. That is not scriptural. That's false. It did not build me up. It tore me down. If it doesn't build you up, it's not of God. Sometimes he uses chastening. He uses those things, but it's not to tear you down. It is to build you up. Chastening is because of love. You are mine. I'm instructing you in the ways of righteousness. I just want you to listen to the word of God. Okay, let me see where I was. Okay. And then he said there was no such things, and he wanted him to come in. Here's religious bondage. My God, you think upon them. You do what's right. Look at verse 15. This is a good one, too. I keep saying I like this one. So the wall was finished. Okay, it's separation time. We've allowed him to build. It's not done yet. It is 52 days. It wasn't finished yet. You know why? The word of God must be made practical. How are you going to maintain that wall? How are you going to live up to what this is saying? Separated unto God. He said, here it is. It's got to be made practical. We have to allow God. Lord, I believe. Savior, raise my faith in thee that it shall move a mountain. I need your faith. There is no one who has the faith of their own. It is the faith of the Son of God. That's why he loved you. That's why he gave himself for you. So we will always be in dependence of him. We will be able to allow this to become practical in our lives. And I still like Romans 12:1. Present your body a living sacrifice. You're holy. You are holy because of him. You see, it's your reasonable service. You're going to be brought to humility. We have to know. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Why? Because we need grace. Ask for God's grace. He will give grace to you, to the humble, those who see a need in their life. I couldn't make it in the beginning, Lord, and I can't make it right now on my own. I still will always need you. Always ask him, is this your way? Is this your will? What would thou have me to do? And it came to pass that when our enemies heard thereof, the wall's done, all the heathen that were about us saw these things. They were much cast down in their own eyes. They perceived this work was wrought of our God. What a testimony. Can you imagine those enemies that said, oh, you're not going to do this. That ain't going to happen. They're going to see. It was the very hand of God that brought you to this place. It is God who will continue working in and through your life. And they will know it has been God who did this. Moreover, in those days, the nobles of Judah, notice, here we go again, Judah, his own people right there, sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came to them. And for there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he was the son, and they go through these different people. If you look at verse 19, it was intermarriage caused a lot of problems. A lot of problems. He says, also they reported his good deeds before me. Now, who did this? God? No. They reported his good deeds before me and uttered my words to him. And Tobias sent letters to put me, what? Here we are. Fear is never going to give up until we go home to be with the Lord. That tactic and the wiles and the trickery of the devil, he's always going to make you afraid. I know, but what if I take that step? And what if this happens? Well, I think it's okay. Who stepped out of the boat? And he did fine when he kept his eyes on the Lord. But then he got his eyes on what? The things, other things he could see. And he went down, but was the master still faithful to him? Yes. It came to pass when the wall was built, I had set up the doors, and the porters and the singers and the Levites were appointed. And then I want us to look at, hold on, there's one more little place here. They reported his good deeds. That's where I was going to end. His good deeds before me and uttered my words to him. And Tobiah sent those letters to put me in fear. And I wrote in verse 19, we have to continue in his strength. The deception and the wiles and the trickery of the devil are not going to change. We got to remember in our lives, this is not a carnal battle. This is a spiritual battle happening. And we must use our spiritual armor that God hath given us. Because those things will fail me if I haven't tried them. And I don't know they work. Then how can I preach that to others? No, Christ and Christ alone. I could never do anything in myself. I had no peace. I didn't find it with anybody. I didn't find it in anything. I didn't find strength in people for a while. But God will bring you to the place. It's you and him. You will answer to him. I know, but what if I... That's between you and God. That's between me and God. What are you going to do? I know, but I don't want to burn my bridges. I don't want... You see the fear? The tactics there that the enemy uses on us. We have to begin to know the truth. It's the truth that is going to make you free. You have to know the word of God. I think we're living in a day right now. It's like, Lord, all the more. We need to be seeking you. I need to be saturated in this word. I need more truth. Because if error comes before me, how am I going to know? It has to be written. It must be written. It is written. If it's not always, you know, just like I had read something once and it said one thing, but they were only responsible, and it was Sister Bodie, she was only responsible for what God gave her. That didn't give me the right to say, well, I better just take this. Jean told me, read the word of God and sit before him. Let God reveal to you. And then go in and read that. And I did. And I went, oh, it's not written that way in the book. Doesn't make her a bad person. It means, what are you going to do with what I gave you? Are you going to share it like Sister Bodie did? Are you going to give out the truth? You see, they said we have not scratched the surface. People just jump over that. There's more. There's more in here of Jesus. We have to search it out. And I'm not saying they didn't have the truth. I'm saying they did. But they would not want you to just go, this is all I got. This is it. Sister Bodie didn't say it. There's nothing more. Yes, there is. As long as it's in the word, go deeper and deeper and deeper. If there wasn't more, why are we here? We need to give out what God has given us. Give it out in liberty. Freely you received it, now freely give it. And it won't be putting down somebody else. It'll be lifting up Christ. It'll always just keep building. And building. It'll be truth upon truth upon truth, and he stands behind truth. So who doesn't want to walk in truth? I do. Because as long as we're in truth, nothing can hurt you. Nothing can hurt you. You walk in truth. Only thing, the disciple, remember, cut his ear off of that one guy, and he said, you don't even know what you're doing. And he healed that ear. He put it back on. He said, this is the will of my Father. I am to go this path. Well, I don't know why you have to suffer like that. Especially walking with him and seeing all he has done. I mean, there's so much in here about a separated, dedicated life unto him. And it's not works. It is by grace through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. We are learning. What did Paul say? I've been really meditating on this week. Paul said, as much as you've seen in me, do it. Because I am a follower of Christ. You can, as long as it's truth, follow after him. He said, it's truth. He said, I want you to do. Do as I have showed you. Christ said, do it as I have shown you. So send I you. Now you go to them and you share. Let's all stand. Father, I just thank you for the word that's gone forth. I thank you, Lord, that there are many things of deception in this world. There are fake IDs, fake identifications. Father, things that are written down on paper. But, Lord, we want the truth written in our heart. We want our true identification to be Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me alone. And, Lord, I just thank you for this truth. I ask you, Lord, make it more real to each of our hearts. Father, I ask you just to make my life a standard of your word, and that I will walk in what you've shown me, Lord. And Father, you said, if you walk in the light that I've given you, I will give you more light. And Father, I just praise you for it, and I ask you for the saints. Lord, just take us on another step of glory, and it's all for you. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.